What are you chuckling about, Chef Eric?
Nothing. I'm just sealing off the end of my little garbage bread here.
Anyway, my friends, welcome back. Chef and a Fat Man live from Le Cordon Green, where we are in the throes of the happy holiday season. Of course, it's now Christmas officially, because I got to tell you, I had a friend down at camp for a couple of weeks, first part of November, and I love the Hallmark Channel. Hallmark Channel started Christmas movies this year.
Early.
Like, just the day after, it was like getting the day after Election Day, they started the Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been recording all of them. I have seen 22 Christmas movies since the 8th.
I heard you made Kenny watch a bunch of them.
I'm sure you did hear that.
and overload by now.
Oh, no, I'm not. I mean, they're just all, this is my favorite time of the year. I am the Dickensian, combination of the Dickensian spirit of Christmas past and Christmas present. And Christmas future, like, I have no.
You're more like the Zeusian presence of Grinch.
No. I do like the Grinch. That's one of my favorite
movies.
See,
I hate that. That's so...
I love the Grinch.
What's wrong with the Grinch?
Well, I like Jim Carrey, though. He did a really good job
of that. He actually did a great job.
I like the Grinch. Yeah. But I like the Charlie Brown Great Pumpkin and the Charlie Brown Merry Christmas. And I'm 48 years old, and I still like that stuff.
Yeah, it's all good stuff. But anyway, it is National Cake Day.
Mm-hmm.
And Chef Franny, welcome back. I mean, we literally... The whole month of October, every weekend, 3 or 4 days, every single weekend, we were together.
Yep.
And it was a blast.
It was fun.
And now we've been apart for 3 weeks, and it's like, oh, my God.
It's like part of me's missing.
Yeah, because we had so much fun.
I know.
And, you know, by the way, Chef Eric, I wanted you to know that, do you know where the PMA is next year? I have a feeling you will find out.
New Orleans.
Yes, you already knew.
Yes.
That's why I think his trip to Japan might be put off or whatever. I think he'll, because when it's New Orleans, I guarantee you, Franny, he will be there.
Can you blame him?
No.
Seriously. Can you blame him?
No. But anyway, it's difficult for us because we each hold court at the same time, so we have to go to separate ends of the bar.
You awesome. Know?
But anyway, so Chef Franny, what are you going to do for us? What are you doing with your stuff left over?
Well, the first thing I've done is I'm making pie stuffed cinnamon rolls for breakfast the next morning.
Ooh.
Which is something you can make ahead of time the night before, put them in the refrigerator, cut them in saran wrap, pull them out, put them on your egg, and bake them. Or you can put them in your oven if you don't have a big green egg. But if you don't have a big green egg, I'm sorry, and you need to put it on your Christmas list and be very nice to Santa Claus.
And you are the proud owner of a big
green
egg.
I am the proud owner of a new big green egg. But it's something simple. It's leftover. It's just plain. And if you don't make your own homemade yeast dough, just go buy it in the freezer department of the store. It's not a biggie. I'm not going to shame anybody for not making something from scratch. It's the holidays. You've had a house full of people. You've cooked for 2 days. Everybody's stuffed. You've watched football games. And now you've got to clean up after everybody. The last thing you want to do is deal with having to stand in the kitchen for 3 hours and proof dough. So go buy it. Make your thing and make your cinnamon rolls. And we've got them stuffed with one of them is sweet potato pie. With a little cinnamon and cream cheese. And the other one is a pecan pie. So we're proofing
well,
them.
Now, see, at Chef Eric's house, it is not referred to as pecan pie because he refuses to pay $3 a pound.
Well,
he gets the pecans at
Casola
for $6 a pound.
If he had been with us at the PMA, he would have got those pecans for free. Remember?
Pecans are for free.
Yes.
He doesn't like those either. He's got to pay $6 a pound or he won't put them on his pie.
Really?
Yes. Okay. But anyway, so now you've got this apple, cinnamon.
I have apple cinnamon spice and some Saigon cinnamon in them.
Some
cream
what
cheese. Saigon. Saigon cinnamon.
Great. Is that from?
from Saigon.
Saigon, Louisiana?
Yeah, that's exactly where it's from. no, it's actually, I use Vietnamese cinnamon and Saigon cinnamon.
Why?
Because I feel they have a better flavor. They're more intense. They're stronger. You don't have to use as much, but I like a lot of cinnamon. I like the flavor of cinnamon. And cinnamon actually helps with your digestion. It actually helps with your immune system. It's good for you. It's like eating turmeric. It's just really good for you. So I might not look like I'm eating healthy, but I'm going to go for healthy.
Compared to what you were, you have done
Can
amazing.
Can you tell?
Yeah.
I mean, I still wear all the big clothes, but
but the way you keep pulling your pants up every time you walk into the building.
Everything I own has gotten too big, so I'm having to replace clothes.
My wife has got that problem. I used to have that problem, but I've decided that enough is enough, so I'm trying to get back into the clothes I used to wear. So I've put on a few pounds, and now I can get into the clothes I used to wear.
Well, you know, women, they have those. You have like 15 sizes in your closet, so it depends on what day it is to what size you're wearing.
I have four sizes, 38, 40, 42, 44.
I don't know how many I got in my closet.
So,
but we're making cinnamon rolls, and that's what we got going. And we're proofing them up and going to put them on the egg, and we're going to bake them. And
now
then,
proofing them. How long are you proofing them and why?
I'm proofing them because I like the big, fat, bulky dough flavor
inside. What are you looking
at
me for? I mean, you just look straight at me in the middle of cutting with a very sharp knife.
I'm trying, like the big,
fat, doughy, fluffy, and I'm like, really?
I'm trying not to cough too much. Don't make me laugh too much because I'm just getting over that croup stuff.
Oh, are you?
That everybody said. Yeah, I took it with me to the Bahamas when I went on the Harmony on the invite only.
Janice, life's this
so
is
hard.
Shameless. I hoped she wasn't going to remind us that we didn't get to go, but she went on a cruise. Okay, so you'll have to tell us in your waning moments, what was it like on this cruise?
I have to say, and I've been on every cruise line in the world except for one, this has got to be the most well-organized, well-designed, easy-navigated cruise ship I've ever stepped foot on. It's beautiful. It's huge. The staterooms, even the little minute staterooms, are huge.
Little minute staterooms.
Yeah. I mean, like a lot of people, and even the interior staterooms have balconies overlooking the inside of the ship. So even if you're inside, you're outside.
Oh,
and
that's
just a beautiful ship. It's very well organized. You can't get lost because the bigger ships, a lot of people, I don't want to get on the big ship because I get lost. You can't get lost on this thing. You can't. Everything goes into and everything's divided up into neighborhoods. The food is phenomenal. The staff is phenomenal. The cruise ship is beautiful. The shows are Broadway worthy. It's just amazing shows. And even though we was on the ship was at full capacity, which was 6,200 people.
What? 6,000 people?
6,200 people was on that ship, but you could not tell. There was nobody bumping into you. There was nobody running over you. There was nobody standing in line waiting for anything because everything was just easy, accessible, and very well organized.
Well, Chef Eric would want to ask this question, but he's hobbling around, grimacing and washing his hands. So I'll ask the question for him. How big was the casino?
I walked through it twice, and it's huge. I don't gamble, so.
Well, either does he, but he likes to know these things. Also, how big is the bar area?
There's a bar everywhere.
That's
There's
what
bars
he, I asked all the questions Chef Eric would ask.
No, I don't care about the bar.
Do they have enough chapels on board? That's a question I would ordinarily ask.
I'm sure that we can find a chapel for him.
That's why I go cruising.
He's choir boy, isn't he?
Yes. Yes.
So precious.
Yes, I am precious.
I was talking about him.
Oh. Now, the little kind of dessert pockets that you're making and everything else, how long are you going to put?
We're going to proof the cinnamon rolls for about half an hour, and then we're going to put them out to bake and let them bake. So, and then we're going to, while those are baking, we're going to move on to our next recipe, which is going to be using...
Oh, wait a minute. Chef Eric said he gets to go next.
Well, okay, let him go next.
Well, he's hobbling, so go ahead.
So my second recipe is actually going to be using leftover turkey dressing and tater salad. And we're going to stuff it in pizza dough and make little pizza pockets. And half of them, I've got the thin crust pizza dough from the store, which is still okay. And we're going to put it in a waffle maker and see if it waffles.
Oh, cool. Ooh.
Yeah. So we're going to waffle some of it and see how it goes. And I've got a cranberry reduction, and we're going to put that on it. So we're flying by the seat of our pants here.
You know, I love the way you guys are using the the pre-made doughs and stuff like this. I had an idea, and I wanted to run it by you. If we took the crescent rolls, you know, those flaky, how they...
Right.
I used as a kid, like, to peel them apart so you get, like, layers. Well, you take crescent dough, roll it flat, cut it twice lengthways and three times across the top. So you get basically squares.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then you take a little shredded turkey. You take a little... stuffing, and a little dollop of cranberries.
Mm-hmm.
Drizzle it with a little gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And cheese. And then stack them three high across in a loaf like. Put it in the pan. Invert them into a pan so it looks like a bread. Looks like a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
And then put cheese across the top and bake it at about 350, 375 for about 40, 45 minutes. And then you have that, you take it out and then you pull it apart.
That actually sounds good. Like pull apart bread.
Yeah, pull apart bread, but with crescent with turkey roll. Leftovers. What do you, I mean, what do you think? Is the gravy too much? Is the cranberries?
I don't think gravy's too much for anything.
No, I mean, you can put that on at the end, but.
I wouldn't put it on before, no.
No, you kind of want that. That's your frosting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With cheese. Anyway, that's just my thought, my contribution, since I really don't know anything about culinary.
Well,
anyway, Chef and a Fat Man live from a Cordon Gris. When we come back, Chef Eric retakes the helm in nautical terms.